Okay, all right. Welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And I have Ruth, who's managing the whatever for me here. Right, so I told you about this story, okay, why Otedola, and it says the National Peace Committee, headed by former head of state Abdulsalam Abubakar, has given reasons for the appointment of billionaire businessman Femi Otedola and five other members of the committee. Now, for this to have happened means that I'm sure some people were asking questions as to the membership, okay? Anyway, so the head of the secretariat of the committee, Reverend Ataba Kindo, told Daily Trust, I'm getting this from Daily Trust, that the secretary of the committee and Catholic Bishop of Sokoto, Matthew Hassan Kuka, and other members of the committee were only concerned about the interests of Nigeria. So are so many other people. So many other people that are not as prominent. Okay? And it says, Daily Trust reports that Otedola, former secretary, Daily Trust reports that Otedola, former secretary to the government of the Federation, and also Defense Minister Alhaji Yayale Ahmed, former Chief of Defense Staff Lieutenant General Martin Agwai, founder of Channels Television Mr. John Momo, and the director at the Center of Development and Development, Hidayat Hasan, were recently appointed to the committee. They added them. And says the NPC is a non-governmental initiative conceptualized in 2014 in response to emerging threats and so on and so forth. And according to Bakindo, while Dangote has been a member of the Peace Committee before, the new appointees are well-respected persons of influence in the country. And says one of the biggest advantages of the Peace Committee is convenient power, the ability to have access to all levels of people across the country and so on and so forth. I'm asking, for example, the country belongs to the youth. Wouldn't it have been nice if, even if it's just for photo ops, if you had one or two young people represented in this committee? Just again, so that even they, members of the committee, can get the feel of the young people. You see, we need to take, whilst it is true that in African culture, you always talk about elders. But if you look at the demography that we have now, we have the country belongs to the young people. And therefore, if you don't understand them, if you don't have a digital mind, and you're still thinking in analog, you're going to be having a problem. I think that this committee, it would be nice if this is not to bring down anybody who's a member of the committee. No. Neither is it an attack on, neither am I saying whether Otedola should be invited or not. That is neither here nor there. But I just don't like this trend where to put it on the man on the street is only the big people. Every time you have something, it's the same billionaires and millionaires that you or former government officials that you keep having. In national awards, it's the same thing. You know, as if other people haven't contributed anything to this country. When it comes to national awards, it's always former this or former that or this one or that one. So that is my view. But I wonder what you think. So I'm going to open up our line 0700-993-993-993. You know the rules, you know, call from a quiet place, be temperate in your language. You know, these are very sensitive times now. Let me also say that the Peace Committee is a very noble initiative. That much I know and I believe. Also, we cannot deny the role that they played in the last election in making sure that it all went peaceful. And by that same token, I would like to again pay respect to Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, you know, for the way he, you know, the whole thing was conducted, and he bowed away peacefully. I wish we had more than that. I wish we had an election where people didn't have to go from appeal court to tribunal to appeal court to Supreme Court to this and that, and people would just do what Jonathan did. Another person who did something close to that is Fayemi in Ekiti. You know, behaved like a gentleman and considered victory. It's not all about you. It's important that our politicians know that it is not all about them. even though they're always quick to say, I'm doing this, I'm doing this for the other people, I'm doing this for my country. It is about service, service. It's no be lie. Now lie, it's not about service, it's service to them, their families and their acolytes, and whatever, and their associates. I wish we could have a new turn. Let's see how this new dispensation turns out. So I'll take the first caller and let's hear what he has to say. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, Kade.
Yeah, I'm very fine. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Yes, sir. Uncle Jimmy, God bless you this morning. When you spoke about the peace committee, something came to my mind.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, what happened to the people we respected back in the days? Imagine an headmaster or a principal,
school
that does something great, and everybody knows in the neighborhood in this kind of peace committee. Uncle Jimmy, do you know the lasting effects on the educational system? Everybody will begin to, other headmasters, other principals will have a symbol that they will look up to, that did not need to amass wealth to actually get to influence something as important as the election.
Well, let me even say that
yes,
that's another side to it. But just that this general idea, I think I'm more concerned. This peace committee, it should work. But I'm more concerned about this theory that we have that only those who are rich or have
Uncle Jimmy, that's what, maybe you didn't get what I'm saying. That's exactly what
I'm
saying.
Yes, I know. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that the alternative for is not just wealth, is not only money. You understand? That's exactly what I'm saying. For not just for the optics, it's also extremely tangible. When people see that, people like them, like, you know, the Yoruba say, Ntokutu Jowa is there. It's extremely, extremely necessary. And it's good that you are hammering on this before the election.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
All right. God bless you, Kade. My regards to Titi. Let's take the next call. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Who's calling?
Okay. My name is Ade.
Mm-hmm.
So, regarding the subject matter, I think the idea behind selecting those kind of people, as much as I also agree with you, but those who selected, I think that the mindset is that these are people that you cannot push to the side. These are people that even determine the economy. These are people that are so powerful, and for whatever they say, they will be able to influence people. You know, these are people that you can see in so many committees that Dangote has been involved. Now Otedola is there. So these are the people in society that every potential president cannot do away with in terms of their capacity, in terms of their influence, and in terms of what they're able to build over time. So looking at considering... Hello, sir?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, so considering maybe like principals and all that, you know, without trying to run them down, they may see them as they are not an influencer, you know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well, it still reflects our value system that I think, I hope we can change at some point. That value system that says only the rich and economically successful. I mean, if in Lagos, for example, if we are going to have a peace committee, of course, you know the way our politicians do it. They probably load it with their own people. But they are men of honor, well-respected, non-partisan men who have had nothing to do with government but are respected in their own right. I can think of 2, 3, 4 people in the past, one of them being my former principal. You know, they are men of honor. That aren't necessarily exposed, but they have their position in society well respected. I'm not bringing down anybody in this committee. In fact, let me quickly say that it is a private initiative. So they actually have the right about who they want to associate with. So that is also important. But this value system that brings out money. That's why you have a lot of struggling. Everybody wants to show that, yes, they are the ones, they are the ones, they are the ones. Awalawambe, we are the ones. We are the high and mighty. Well, let's leave that. Let's take another reaction here. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, morning.
Hello?
Morning, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, say thank you. This is Amma.
Yes.
Is it, why appreciating your concern? As regards this, perception we have, towards the, the elegant, the rich, and all that in this nation. But it still underscores the fact that, you see, like they always say, money attracts so much relatives. Why poverty despises them?
Yes.
So the point, So the point is that, it is believed here that those that, especially in this part of the world, that those that are rich, they have the propensity to be influential, even regardless of the roots of their, the wealth and all that. Okay, so that is what they believe. And while, like I rightly pointed out, I've seen some videos, maybe on YouTube and other, where we see, some, how do I call it, inventors, all these young scientists. I've seen some video whereby you saw a young guy, inventing maybe an helicopter, a mini one, all these kind of things. These are things that, okay, we'll magnify, we'll take them to, okay, fine, come over to this particular, but how did you get about this? A lot of people can follow that trend as well. But we believe that once you are rich, you are in this particular, so this elegant state, regardless of your
circle. Okay, thank you. You have a minute, and you've blown it. Okay, let's take another caller here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, morning. Hello, morning. Okay, let's try that one.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo.
I know now.
I'm calling from Orilegon.
We know where you live. Everybody, the whole of Lagos knows. The whole of Lagos knows where you live, Pastor.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy. You know the reason why this is happening is because we've lost some morals.
Exactly.
In this part of our society.
Exactly.
Now, they bring in these people into this committee because they believe that these people cannot be influenced. Let me tell you, is there anyone now or any sector that the Nigerian foreign politicians have not influenced? Talk about judges.
Hmm.
Talk about... There were time in this nation when you mention some names of judges, you see people panicking.
Yes.
Because they know they have high integrity.
Yes.
But today, politicians have bought a lot of people from different sectors. So they now believe that there are people you can bring into this committee that cannot be compromised.
Yes.
How
I agree
you want
with
to
you.
Give an $10? Uncle Jimmy, please, what happened to the committee that the president said that was headed by Issa Isagi? Go and check now. May God
that is true.
Nigeria.
That is true. I remember there was a time when people were judged by certain things. Two things now will tickle older people. The younger people will wonder, where is this coming from? But to the older people at home, I ask them, do you remember a time when you were respected because you were a car owner? They tell you, car owner new. There was a time, and when I say car owner, I don't mean any exotic car, but you were given some kind of regard then, car owner is a car owner. Then also to the older people again, let me tickle your mind. You remember there was a time you were accorded respect because you were a bintu. Bintu means somebody who's been to, who's been up. Ruth, don't fall off your chair. If in a neighborhood they say, Baba, don't know, I've been to Rizute. Rikini. There was a time that, so maybe the times we are in now is, those are the parameters. I just thought that you'd call your, I just thought that you should call your attention to this fact. Let's take two more calls and see what happens after that. Hello, morning.
Hello, Gajini.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes, just like you have opined there. But you should know that this country we are in now is a capitalist country.
Aha, now you are getting close.
You said?
I said now you are getting close to it.
Yes, and democracy or gentocracy.
Yes.
So you can't expect anything shorter or less than this.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Right. Let's take one more call and then we would go to another topic here if we have the time. What's the time now? 9:46. Will we have that time or should we leave it till tomorrow? What do you think? Ruth, what do you think? What do you think? Sorry?
One more call.
Okay. Hello, good morning. Hello,
good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
This is Achike from First Tack. All I have to say, if you read Ecclesiastes 9:16, they said that wisdom is better than sense, but the poor man is despised even because he saved the city because he was poor. Our winner, Marcus Aurelius, says that nothing you see is true, everything is perception.
Mm.
Our perception is inverted. And in Nigeria, the only thing we respect is money. Primaries of our election are pure proof of it. And until we change this mindset, we're not going anywhere. Thank you, sir.
Wow. Thank you, and God bless you. Okay. Quickly, let me go to this editorial in the Daily Trust. Do we have enough time? This is 9:47. Yeah, okay. It says that the editorial talks about stop wasting human resources. Of course, the thrust of the editorial, let me quickly tell you, is this idea of so many of our policemen being attached to VIPs as oddlies, and the recent case calls to question. The trust says we should stop this practice. What they do is that they say the practice further erodes the professionalism of the force, as such officers are not exposed to the new ways of policing and so on and so forth. And so they believe that the IGP should take a serious look at this practice. I believe so. More so, I mean, it just doesn't add up. At a time when there's a death of policemen, meaning not death, so let me quickly stress that, and when we don't have enough policemen to go around. I just don't like the idea of having 3, 4, 5 policemen attached to VIP. They call it one spy arrangement, that you can go there, apply for police escort and so on and so forth. Some have in their houses, in their cars, in their offices. You know, and it appears as if the rest of us are bound to the Philistines, and it's our taxes that pay for the services of these people. I wonder what you think. I might want to read this editorial fully tomorrow, but at least you know the thrust of what is being said. Let us get your reactions on that. 0700 993 993 993. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hmm.
My name is Godwin calling from Loshoro Lagwe.
Yes.
Yes. Can I talk on the first topic?
Please go ahead, sir.
It's okay. If you could look last week or within the UN, whatever that took place.
Yes.
From what I read online, the African were the people that came in a luxurious mood.
Yes.
Lodging in a big hotel, the highest of the hotel and the highest of the car.
Yes.
And it goes about to tell the materialism, the capitalism by this foreign government and the Nigeria as the situation is being.
Yes.
Now, the police that are often being said, no, nobody is going to be attached, private individual. That because the center, the head is rotting, it goes down to bring about the right thing not be done. If the head is really firm, discipline and stand by the standard it's supposed to be, I'm sure those issues that happens around, imagine a 419er, a robber, because the money is there to dash out to whoever, then release the police. And you see that the value and the respect of the police have been degraded day by day. which is not supposed to be so. And it goes down to bring down the value of the police, which is not supposed to. We have good men and women who are in the police system because we have this rotten head.
Okay, sir. Your point has been made, sir. Please, you do have a minute. We try to give allowance for other people. I think I can just about take just one more call, then I'll be out of here. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy.
Yes.
Please, on this issue of the peace committee, can I speak on that?
Please go on, sir.
Yeah, the last time you raised this matter, I was listening to your program. One question you asked, which I thought was fair, was there doesn't seem to be any balance in the composition of the fellows that make up the peace committee. Mm-hmm. That there is no Southeasterner in it.
Yes.
I don't know if you've gotten an answer to that question.
No,
because
sir.
Because that question still, you know, bothers my mind. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, for your sake, I think I'll go and find out and get back to you. I'll try and see if we can get back to you tomorrow or, you know, sometime next week. But yes, that was a valid question. But I'm sure there must be somebody from the Southeast. What I said that day was that in the list that I had in front of me and from those who attended this meeting, there didn't seem to be anybody from the Southeast. But I wonder why this thing keeps reoccurring. Is there something that everybody knows that I don't know? Why at every turn you have to by yourself now bring up the issue of the Southeast? I think it's a bit worrying. People must understand that Nigeria belongs to all of us, irrespective of our origins. Some people have expressed, we are not too sure. It's a joint enterprise. Nigeria is a joint enterprise, and all of us are equal shareholders. You know, we're equal shareholders. It's a joint enterprise. And we must always have that at the back of our minds. Okay, I don't want to go into any long lecture today. Let me just leave this as I am. And I'd like to thank you all for coming. God willing, I'll be here tomorrow, same time at 9 o'clock. I'd like to thank Ruth, as part of the emergency that we had. Yeah. I'm sure you wanted the gentleman. I just said he was a pastor. You were hoping that he would lay hands on you. But I saw disappointment in your face.
No. I didn't even support laying of hands. You can pray for me, to me from afar.
Do you have to see somebody to pray for the person?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But I tell you this. Last year, I remember some Obas went to pray for the president. I mean, 2-7 years ago, they went to pray for the president with walking stick. You know? Instead of being looking at it, please be walking stick. Let's leave that matter. I gotta go. I'll see you here tomorrow at 9. Bye.